Within a few days of the disappointing 1980 election, the trustee of my blind trust informed me that while I was president, a lack of close personal management and a pervasive drought in the Southeast had cost us dearly. What had been our flourishing farm supply business was now more than $1 million in debt. We soon realized that there was no local market for a peanut buying point in a farm supply business, and the community offered no real job opportunities for a family like ours. In order to pay what we owed, we faced the prospect of selling all our land, some of which had been in our family for 150 years, and perhaps taking out a mortgage on our only home. Even then, we had no assurance that we could raise enough cash to avoid an embarrassing bankruptcy. Our despair was even more acute because we realized that our daughter, Amy, would soon be going off to school, leaving just the two of us alone. We would be left without the full and lively home that we had enjoyed with our children since we returned to Plains from the U.S. Navy in 1953. There were other reasons as well why moving from Washington back to our home in Plains was not a pleasant experience. It was not easy to forget about the past, overcome our fear of the future, and concentrate on the present. In this small and tranquil place, it was natural for us to assume, like other retirees, that our productive lives were about over.